When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's that time again.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
It's showtime!
This is great. It's a nice break.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
Getting restless.
5 to 7.
All right, I'm listening.
Let's start the show.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now. 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Live stream is up and rolling. We do it every day. You can watch the show and listen. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Just look for at Evening Edge Todd, and you'll find the live stream. Tonight on the show, it's, World Beatles Day. Who's your favorite Beatle? That is a hotly contested debate happening right now on my Facebook. If you got a comment, by all means, hop there or give us a call. 937-457-1290. We also have some science news. Did you hear the story about a missing hiker? 10 days. 10 days lost in the woods. And he left home without a shirt. So... for 10 days, he was out in the wilderness, shirtless. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we did this last night. We have tickets to give away for the Beach Boys. They're going to be at the Fraze Pavilion on July 1st. Now, when you hear the clip of Good Vibrations, be the fifth caller at 937-457-1290, and we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets in the fourth row. Fourth row tickets. That will be awesome. Also, by chance, I came in to 5 pairs of tickets for another show that's happening tomorrow night down in Cincinnati. So I know it's a lot of concert tickets tonight, but this was kind of a special thing, special occasion. People on the live stream say they can't hear me. We can't hear you. Well, I'm on. I don't know what to tell you. We'll have to figure it out during the break. Anyway, tomorrow night, Cincinnati. A lot of people are going to be thrilled to maybe win these tickets. Other people, maybe so much, not so much. I guess maybe some people love him, some people not so much. But here it is. When you hear this, we're just going to do it right now. We'll do a pair right now, just to get things going. You ready? Are you ready?
And they called it puppy love.
That's right. I got my grubby little hands on tickets to go see Donny Osmond tomorrow night down at the Andrew J. Brady Music Center. So if you'd like to go see Donny Osmond, the show's tomorrow night, be the fifth caller, 937-457-1290. And I'm going to have 4 more pairs of tickets to give away throughout the evening. So some people can hear me and some people can't hear me. Oh, it's the same person who can't hear me. Like 4 or 5 different comments. Maybe it's your problem. Maybe it's your problem. We've got an idiot of the week I got to talk about.
You are a stupid, stupid idiot!
Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too.
Idiot! Imbecile pig!
Wake up, idiot!
Silly
dilly-dilly Dilfio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, before I get to this story, and I say this quite often on the show, this is not a political show. I don't cover politics. I don't cover politics in the sense of who's right and who's wrong. You're dumb, you're not dumb. You know, I'm not into that. I'm not into that at all. But from time to time, there is a story that comes across my desk that is sort of political in nature. And I feel compelled to talk about it, but I always have to sort of give that caveat, is that I'm not picking sides here. I'm merely sharing a story that I think you might be interested in. And this is one of those moments, okay? So this has nothing to do with being left or right. It just happens to do with being an idiot, a bona fide idiot. And I'm sure some of you have probably seen this story. There is a Republican state lawmaker from Vermont who has apologized for repeatedly pouring water into a Democratic colleague's tote bag after he caught her on video doing it. So this is so idiotic because, you know, this is one of those examples where we should be trying to work together, trying to find a better way, right? Take a little from here, take a little from there. Let's all work it out. Let's all get along the best we can. Childish behavior is not the way to go. State Representative Mary Morrissey publicly apologized to State Rep Jim Carroll, colleagues, and the citizens of Vermont from the House floor yesterday. Both are from the town of Bennington. And she said she was truly, truly ashamed of her actions. So basically what happened is this started back in January. This Democratic House member, Jim Carroll, would go to the House. He'd hang up a book bag, a tote bag, on a little hook out in the hallway. And it started in January. A couple times a week, at the end of the day, he'd go get his book bag, and he'd find water, and like somebody had poured water into it. And this was going on multiple times a week, through January, through February. Then in February, late February, I guess this guy, another good choice by the voters there in Vermont, he was charged with driving under the influence. So the guy who was having water poured into his book bag was charged for DUI. So after he got back from rehab, and he went back to the House to do his elected duties, every single day he was finding that water had been poured into his book bag. So he thought, well, I have an idea of who this might be. And he thought he was correct. It was this Mary Morrissey woman. Because they know each other. And he says, in his terms, sometimes she's not very nice to me. So he thought, I'm going to catch this woman in the act. So he hooked up a camera across the hallway and kind of hid it behind a scarf of some sort. And on two separate occasions in April, he caught her on video pouring water into his book bag. So after he did this, he took the video footage to the House Speaker, and they confronted Mary Morrissey with her behavior. And she has now come out and apologized. And she's sorry and she's ashamed. But she hasn't said why she started doing it in the first place. And she also added that the first time that she and this Jim Carroll sit down and talk, it'll be, quote, awkward, I'll say. And see, this is what's so infuriating. This childish behavior between elected officials who should be damn lucky that they got elected. You know, running for office is not an easy thing. I've never done it, and I never will. But it's not an easy thing. I have friends who've done it. So, you know, when the voters are putting their trust in you, it is your duty to be on your best behavior. 100%. And it doesn't matter what side you're on. It shouldn't matter. You're on your best behavior. But in this case, you've got, one representative taunting, tormenting, bullying another representative with the silliest thing. You know, if you want to take shots at somebody on the House floor because of their politics, fine, that's the way it's supposed to work. But consistently pouring a cup of water in someone's book bag, I mean, come on. You know, I'm not saying that this woman should be kicked out, but give me a break. I mean, that is just a level of childish behavior that just shouldn't be tolerated. Holy crap. Well, there you go. There's your Idiot of the Week candidate, 937-457-1290. Right now, on my Facebook page, you can go and vote for Bucky Beaver, the Beaver Creek Battling Beaver mascot. What do you mean, no, Dalton? He's a Centerville grad. Is it actually an elk? It's like an actual elk. Like the Beaver Creek Beaver is the beaver, and it's an actual person in an elk costume. Really? Okay. But anyway, on the best of Dayton, if you go to Around Town, there is there's an opportunity for you to vote. You know, just because Dalton's working tonight, I'm going to go ahead and bust this out. The Beaver Creek fight song. I'm asking you to throw your support to Bucky Beaver and go vote on the best of Dayton for best high school mascot. Bucky's on there with the elk and a few others. And while you're there, if you feel so inclined, you can click on also Around Town, go to Media Personality, and you'll find yours truly there. And if you'd like, you can give me a vote as well.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Well, he has quite the reputation.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. I don't want to catch Ron Otto off guard here, but can I talk to you for 1 second? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So we really, you know, sometimes we talk before the show.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Today was not one of those days.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had scheduled for this segment, I was going to talk about the Tesla Cybertruck recall. So I don't want to ruin, your newscast at 5:30.
It is thrilling.
Well, you know, this is one of those things because if I according to my story, and you may cover this, this is like the fourth recall for the Cybertruck since they came out in November.
It's a few. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you're almost to the point where you're not going to buy one now, aren't you, Todd?
You know what? I've seen one or two zipping around town. Usually I see them plugged in over at the Meyer on Colonel Glenn.
Mm.
But they really do look like one of those black trim and steel trash cans.
Looks like
at IKEA.
Yeah, they do.
It looks exactly. It's like they collected all of these steel trash cans that people had thrown away, and they recycled it.
Yeah.
And then they said, hey, let's make an SUV out of this.
That's a great idea.
And it's
like the ones you step on the thing and the lid opens up, you know, those.
Exactly. Exactly. That is exactly what you would expect from a Tesla.
Yeah.
You know, some sort of button you push with your foot and the doors open. And aren't those like over $100,000?
Yes, very much so.
Six figures for a SUV that has now been recalled four times since it came out.
Yeah.
And this one has to do, I think, with a windshield wiper, right?
That's one of the things. There are some other things, too.
Okay, so. Yeah, because when I saw, and I mentioned this on the show the other day, when I saw the Cybertruck charging over there at the Meyer on Colonel Glenn, my wife commented on how large the windshield wiper was because it's one wiper, but it's like 3 feet long. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's quite the wiper.
Yeah. I wonder how much it costs to just replace one of those, just the blade, you know?
That's an excellent point. I bet that it's $400 or $500 for one blade.
It could. I don't know, but Tesla's got problems with their cars too, because they have cars that are on recall. Because I think it was yesterday or maybe late last week we had a story.
Yeah, we did.
Of some cars getting recalled.
We did. Yeah. Well, we've teased the story enough, so get ready. Here comes the story from Ron Otto.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The nice Evening Edge. Thank with Todd.
You're welcome.
Host.
You're welcome.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Come it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Don't give me that politics jazz. It's not my racket.
People are tired of hearing nothing but doom and despair on the radio.
Everyone just relax, all right?
The problems of the world are not in my department.
Now who would like a cookie?
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
And they called it puppy love.
The beginning of the show, I announced that I was able to get my hands on some tickets to go see Donny Osmond tomorrow night down at the Andrew J. Brady Music Center in Cincinnati. If you'd like to go see Donny Osmond, I wonder if he still wears his purple socks. That was kind of like his trademark back in the 70s. He wore purple sequin socks. The fifth caller, 937-457-1290. We will hook you with a pair of tickets to see Donny Osmond. I met him years ago, and it was a crazy, crazy night. I was working at Z93. Remember Z93, big top 40 station here in town at one time? And we had a star party. And the star party was David Cassidy, Donny Osmond, and a group called The Party. I don't remember much about The Party, the band, or really that night too much. But I did get to meet Donny, and I did get to meet David Cassidy. So that was kind of cool. Those two iconic 70s teen heartthrobs in the same room. At the same time, I got my picture taken with David. I'm sure I got my picture taken with Donnie, but I don't know whatever happened to it. That would be a cool sort of little montage to have. But either way, I've got tickets. And I've got, I think, three more pair to give away before 7 o'clock tonight. So be listening for that. Also, not to confuse the issue, but we also have a pair of Beach Boys tickets to give away. They're going to be at the Phrase on July 1st. These are fourth row seats. So when you hear the Beach Boys singing Good Vibrations, also be the fifth caller. I know, lots going on, lots going on. You're going to have to focus. 937-457-1290 is the number to call. I got this message from Ted Jerry. He shared this. This was a screenshot that I guess he took. I don't know when he took this, a week or so ago. On Fox News. And I thought this was kind of interesting. It's a graph from intelligent.com. It was a survey of 800 employers. And it said during job interviews, employers say recent college graduates have, fill in the blank, here we go, struggled with IQ, 53%. Yeah, I've noticed that. Kids coming out of college, we've got some in the building, and sometimes they're not real good at eye contact. And, you know, if you're going through your day and you're not really making eye contact, okay, fine, that's who you are. But if it's a job interview, you need to make eye contact. About 50% ask for unreasonable compensation. And I think that that is something that a lot of young folks do. Many of them don't understand the concept of sort of earning your keep or proving yourself before moving up and making big money. And I feel for them because so many of those kids coming out of college have outrageous student loans. So, I'm sure in their mind, the hope is I'm going to make as much money as I can to get all these paid off. But it just doesn't always work that way. This is against news. During job interviews, employers say recent college graduates have dressed inappropriately. 47% of employers in the survey say that job candidates have dressed inappropriately. And I get that because there is a thing happening in our culture, and we've talked about it on the show. I know that Larry Hanskin and Brittany have talked about it on Miami Valley's Morning News, that people are just dressing more. And I guess it's fine if you're going to be wearing like a polo shirt, or if you're a dude, a polo shirt and khakis or whatever to a job interview instead of wearing a suit. I mean, I'd prefer seeing somebody in a suit. At least you made an effort. But there's, people show up in shorts. I've had jobs looked like they just got out of bed. It doesn't make any sense. 27% report that candidates have used inappropriate language. There again, that is something that I feel like has changed in our culture. This might be a little embarrassing to admit, but I work in the newsroom, and I'm around a lot of producers and anchor folks who are putting news together for Channel 7. I hear some of the most colorful language from that group of people. It's not all. Most of the people that I'm talking about, you would never know. You don't know their names. You don't see their faces. They're not the ones. It's the other folks. And I'm constantly surprised because in a group setting, when you're in a big ocean of cubicles, I've language like that. I mean, I'm not some prude. Don't misunderstand. I'll drop the F-bomb when needed. But in the work day, in the office, it's uncomfortable. And it's usually younger people that are doing it, candidly. So I don't know if that's just become commonplace. I'm not sure. 21% of these employers said that their candidates have refused to turn on during a virtual interview. So that's a little odd. Now, I used to get interviewed from time to time, my early days of radio, when I was trying to get a job somewhere outside of Dayton, over the phone. Like, your first interview is going to be over the phone because, of course, the internet didn't exist and we didn't have that. But now that it does, if you're having an interview with that camera, especially if they ask you to, and if somebody asks you to and you're refusing, I mean, that's a huge red flag for a number of reasons. You're unprepared. You're unkept. You're drunk. You're high. You're a slob. I mean, when you're the interviewer, all those things run through your mind, for sure. But here's this last one. And I'd love to talk to somebody who has interviewed a candidate that experienced this. 19% of these 800 employers who were asked in this survey say that the candidate brought a parent to their interview. Almost 20% have shown up with a parent to their interview. Has anybody out there who's interviewed folks for a job encountered that? I don't think I've ever had that happen. Now, maybe there was an incident or an instance when a parent drove them to the interview and waited in the car because maybe that particular candidate doesn't have their license, which is not unusual anymore. A lot of, late teens, early 20s, I'll call them kids. I'm 54. I'll call them kids. Don't have their license. For whatever reason, they've chosen not to drive. So maybe they needed a lift to their interview. But I've never had a parent come into the lobby with their child for a job interview. But I'm sure that it's obviously happened. I've heard stories like that. I'm sure you have as well. So I'd be curious to talk to somebody who maybe has experienced that. And what was your reaction to that? I mean, what do you do? Just go about your business and interview them? Again, that would be like a huge red flag. 937-457-1290. We've got some science news, and it's actually robot news. And this is a bit unsettling, I have to be honest with you. You know, I joke that I'm afraid of robots, that robots are going to take over the world. And of course, it's just a thing I do on the show. I'm not really afraid of robots, though I would like a flame-throwing robot dog. That would be cool. I could deal with that. A team of scientists in Tokyo unveiled a robot face covered with a delicate layer of living skin. So they've got this robot. It's just a typical robot that you would expect, with a head and, you know, made of metal and plastic and all of that. But they have somehow figured out how to grow living skin on the face of this robot. The living skin heals itself and crinkles into a smile. So they're trying to make a human-like cyborg. That actually kind of frightens me a little bit. The skin was made in a lab at the University of Tokyo from a mixture of human skin cells grown on a collagen model and placed on top of a 3D printed resin base. Scientists on the project, who published their findings in Cell Reports Physical Science, believe the living skin could be a key step in creating robots that heal and feel like humans. That's not something that we want, do we? Do we? I don't think so. May take up to 10 years of research and development before living skin can be used by robots that interact with people regularly, they said. So that's kind of scary. It's like a step away from Terminator, right? I think so.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown. Seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
If you would like to go see the Beach Boys, they're going to be at Fraze Pavilion on July 1st. Just be the fifth caller, 937-457-1290. Tonight, it is kind of like a contest cavalcade. And the tickets for tonight for Beach Boys, fourth row. So just be the fifth caller. 937-457-1290. Bob in Centerville, what's going on, Bob?
Oh, not much. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. You're up.
Well, I called to talk to you about seeing the Beatles live in 1964 for my birthday.
It's World Beatles Day. World Beatles Day today. So this is great. So tell us about your experience seeing the Beatles.
Oh, it was fantastic. We stood outside in a crowd, shoulder to shoulder, chest to chest, back to back, and had a girl passed out next to us. Still, she couldn't fall because she was, stuck between people.
Right.
When the security guard showed up to open the doors to let you in the venue, the old glass doors used to have the wire mesh in them.
Right.
And there were three of those that got broken as the crowd surged to try to get in.
Wow.
So I remember walking over broken glass, and we got in, got in our seats. We were like at a 45-degree angle looking at the stage. We were on the right-hand side, and we were probably about 75 foot from them. And you'd hear about three beats of the music, and the rest was all screaming and girls throwing love letters, and it looked like little bags of jelly beans
right
up on the stage. Because at one point they had a maintenance guy come out and sweep some of that stuff off, and they were putting it in bags. I guess they were going to keep the fan mail and stuff. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you if you even got to hear the music or hear the show, because that was the reason that the Beatles really stopped touring. They said, like, we can't even hear ourselves play. We can't, it was just no fun for them.
As close as we were, like I said, no further than seven, like the pitcher's mound at a pro ball game or something, just a little further than that.
Right.
And diagonal, and their backline amps and things, you'd hear the first couple beats, and occasionally you'd hear a vocal come through or a lead part.
Right.
But with the screaming and yelling, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, Bob. Well, that's a great memory to have. Not very many people in today's world could say they saw the Beatles.
Yeah. And I guess my wife just bought tickets for something going on in Cincinnati with Paul McCartney, a release of something that he just did.
Wow. Well, that'll be cool. That'll be cool.
Big orchestrated event. So.
Gotcha. All right, Bob. Well, when you go, after you get back, give us a call. Let us know what it was, okay?
Okay, Tom.
All right. Thanks, man. That line's open, 937-457-1290. Coming up, we still have more tickets to give away for Donny Osmond tomorrow night.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
All right, so time.
Can we get the show on the road?
I've been waiting for it all day.
And not a moment too soon.
Listen to talk radio.
This guy, Todd.
Monday through Friday.
5 to 7.
He's weird.
Best thing on the radio.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me now, 937-457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Story to tell about a radio show that'll ring your bell. In Dayton, Ohio, I'm bringing the flow on the Evening Edge.
WHIO.
When you're in your car, coming home from work, and you're feeling like you need a little perk, tune me in and I'll ease your mind. A shot of fun will help you unwind. I've got stories and parodies. A darn good time is guaranteed. I'm rapping with callers from all around. Some sound crazy and some profound. All week long I'm on the air, laying it down with casino flair. You never really know what you're gonna get from a cocaine bear or a giant cheesehead. So if you're in Dayton or far away, the Evening Edge, a tasty entree. And that's my rap and I'm keeping it tight. My name is Todd and I'm dropping the mic.
It is the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. Catch the live stream. It's on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Coming up, I've got, two more pairs of tickets to give away for Donny Osmond. Is that right? Two? I'll have to check. How can I lose count? I've only been on the air for an hour. These things to me, they're elusive. Right out of my head. Also, we've got some Tasty Tuesday news. And did you hear the story about this missing California hiker? Another reason, don't go hiking. Don't go in the woods. Don't go in the woods. We're going to get to that, but we have a couple of Ohio woman stories.
Ohio woman. Ohio woman. Ohio woman. Ohio woman.
Well, we got a couple. The first one comes from, we were just talking about Toledo last week. That somehow Toledo made the list of great places for a staycation, while Dayton did not. This story is about a woman by the name of Raven Banks. Toledo woman was arrested for allegedly spiking someone's drink with fentanyl at a cookout. I guess this happened back in April, but she was just now arrested. She was charged with corrupting another with drugs. You know, we see stories from time to time of people who, you know, lace food or a beverage or something like that with cannabis, right? Like, this has happened in schools. Sometimes it's the students doing it intentionally. Sometimes it could be accidental. And that's bad enough. 100%. That's awful. But fentanyl, that's what's killing everybody out there. And you put that in the drink. Wow. According to court documents, Raven is accused of mixing fentanyl with alcoholic beverages that she gave to another person. The mixture sent the victim to the hospital as a result. Well, no kidding. Holy cow. And then our second one. This is from Pike County, Ohio. A woman was arrested after her child got a hold of her pistol and shot it inside a Waverly Walmart last Thursday. Holy cow. This woman, who was not identified in the press release from the police department, was at the Walmart with her child Thursday morning when he got the 9mm pistol out of her purse. I'm assuming, and I see this from time to time, I'm sure you see this as well. You've got a mom or dad, in this case, obviously a mom. She's got the kid in the cart. Their purse is right there. And she leaves the kid so she can go take something off a shelf. Or, you know, sometimes just goes around the corner not paying attention. Kid goes for the gun. Police said the woman waited for law enforcement after the alleged incident. Well, at least she did that. She didn't take off, try to flee. That seems to be sort of the standard MO anymore with stuff like this. The child had a minor injury following the shots because the gun's magazine came in contact with his forehead. The woman was arrested and charged with endangering children. The child was put into custody of a guardian and taken to the hospital. So there's a couple of crazy Ohio woman stories. Got to keep an eye on that pistol in your purse. My grandma used to carry a Saturday Night Special in her purse. She always say it was just in case she comes home, because she lived on the farm. And sometimes she'd come home and, you know, there'd be a fox or something in the chicken coop or whatever. That's what she claimed. But I don't know. I think sometimes her bingo winnings probably instructed her carrying that Saturday Night Special. But either way, this is the story about this missing hiker I was talking about. This was a California hiker, and there's video of this, him coming out of the woods. He looks like a mountain man. For 10 days, he was lost in the woods of Santa Cruz Mountains. This guy left on a hike. And this is what's perplexing to me. I guess some people just feel so confident in their ability to hike and go out into the woods. That would never be me in a million years. This 34-year-old guy by the name of Lucas says that he left with just a pair of pants and a pair of hiking shoes and a hat. No shirt, no water, no nothing. He did have a flashlight and some scissors. So he left the house with a flashlight and scissors and no shirt. But anyways, he went out for a hike. He thought it would just be a couple of hours. This began on June 11th. However, he was reported missing 6 days later when he didn't show up for a Father's Day dinner. Took 6 days for somebody to be like, I haven't seen him in a while. That's a little unusual. That's an interesting question. Like, how many days would you have to go without being seen or heard of or heard from before somebody called and reported you missing? A day? 2 days? A week? But anyway, he was lost for 10 days. He apparently ate wild berries, and he would sleep on wet leaves. Why would he sleep on wet leaves? Especially with no shirt. That would not be comfortable. I mean, not that any of this would be comfortable, but it seems like that would be even less comfortable. And he would drink water out of his boot. Okay. And you got to be careful about that. You can't just be drinking river water. That doesn't always act very well with your system. He says that he would just lay there calling for help. He'd say, "Help, help, I'm over here." Hoping that somebody was randomly walking through the woods. He says all he wanted was a burrito and a taco bowl. That's what he thought of every day after the first 5 days, when he started to realize that he might be in over his head. Wow. He told local TV he struggled to navigate because certain landmarks were wiped out by recent wildfires in Northern California. I kind of get that. I mean, you know, my wife and I were watching a YouTube video, and it was of a tornado that went through somewhere in the Midwest, and it took out a lot of property. And I was saying, it's like, if you go back into that environment, you may not recognize anything, and you could get lost because everything that you use to sort of, you know, help you determine where you're at and where to go is gone. So I kind of get that. But medics and, you know, rescue crew started looking for him, and they finally found him. What was weird, though, is the video that I saw, it looked like he was, he actually looked like he was clean shaven. And then the missing photo that they put out also looked like he was clean shaven and short hair and a ball cap. But when you see the guy come out of the woods, he looks like the Unabomber. He really does. He's disheveled. He's got long hair. He's covered in dirt. I'd be curious to. I mean, that's. I was trying to figure out why he had long hair, and looked like that when in his missing photo he had short hair and was clean shaven. And it was just one of those weird things that I noticed. But fortunately, he made it back.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up.
T-O-D-D-H-O-L-L-S-T.
I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
What do we know about this guy, Mr. Hot Stuff?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny, on WHIO.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know.
I had that 45 for sure. I'm sure a handful of people have no idea what I'm talking about when I say I had that 45. Dalton, my producer tonight, who's 18. He has no clue. 45 RPM record. Little record, 7-inch record. You know what I'm talking about? You've seen them in the museums. If you'd like to go see Donny Osmond tomorrow night, I got my hands on some tickets for a show last minute down in Cincinnati, the Andrew J. Brady Music Center. Let's be the fifth caller, 937-457-1290. And we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Donny Osmond. Used to love that variety show. Donnie and Marie. Man, oh man. You know, it was so funny. It's one of those things that at the time when you're watching it, for me, I was young, right? And many of you remember that. You were young. And maybe you thought it was great. Maybe you thought it was funny, entertaining, whatever. Every once in a while, I'll catch like an old clip of it on YouTube. Boy, oh boy. Not great. Looking back, it did not age well. But nonetheless, if you want to win tickets, give us a call. And I have actually two more pairs to give away before the end of the show tonight. I posted this on my Facebook yesterday, and I thought this was kind of cool. Not everybody was in agreement, but, you know, it's the way the world is. There is a woman by the name of Marissa Tejo, and she is competing in the Miss Texas USA pageant. Now, the Miss Texas USA pageant, when you think of Miss something, Miss Ohio, Miss Kentucky, Miss whatever, you always generally, you think of somebody younger, right? I mean, and honestly, in general, you think of pageant contestants as being younger. Though there are pageants for older folks, older women like Mrs. Ohio or whatever. When you think Miss Ohio, you think of somebody who's younger, maybe in their 20s, right? Maybe in their early 30s, but usually they're in their 20s. Well, Marissa is 71, and she's competing in the Miss Texas pageant. Apparently, they changed their rules a couple of years back to become more inclusive with contestants. And that means they got rid of age limits, and they're allowing women who have been married, divorced, and pregnant to participate. So I don't know how many times if she's been married. Maybe she's never been married. Certainly possible to be 71 and never be married. But I wonder if she's been married and divorced or widowed or whatever it might be. But she's competing. She's competing in the Miss Texas pageant. So times are changing with the whole pageant thing.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T. O.
Double D.
H.
Oh.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
Be of good cheer and call me.
Call me now!
Call me!
He's laughing at us right on the radio.
Least we can do is get him on the radio and talk to him.
It's the Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call me at 457-1290.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. You can catch live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Don't forget to vote for... And Dayton's Dayton Daily News, Dayton.com's Best of Dayton. Two categories you need to remember to vote for. And by the way, it's so democratic, they let you vote every single day. Between now and I think it's July 5th. It's next Friday. You'll want to vote for Best High School Mascot. I'm asking all my edgeheads to throw their support to Bucky the Beaver. From my alma mater, Beaver Creek High School. Also, while you're there, if you'd like, you can click on Media Personality. And shockingly, amazingly, I'm on the list. I think there's six other people. A couple of them I am aware of. A couple of them I've worked with. The other three or four I've never heard of. And I've lived here all my life. and I've worked in Dayton media most of it, and I don't know those people. So, but there's probably people have no idea who I am. So go ahead, and if you'd like, throw your support to me and the Beaver. We have a couple of Florida Man stories. Actually, a trifecta.
Oh, Florida Man shines with every single crime. Stupefying and delicious. Some might even think fictitious. Florida Man is always ambitious.
Well, this first Florida Man story, this is just a crazy Florida Man taking things a bit too far. Florida man was arrested after he broke into his ex-girlfriend's home, smashing her fish tank, then flushing the fish down the toilet. Cops say a 29-year-old man by the name of Brett Dahl broke into his ex-girlfriend's home around 2:30 in the morning. Cops say the suspect threw a picture frame at the woman and began knocking everything off the kitchen counter and other items, including the TV, the thermostat. I mean, this is a scary situation. I don't mean to make light of it, but he targeted the thermostat, two ceiling fans, and dishware, among other items. The report said that he also smashed the victim's $300 Beta fish tank containing her fish bean. The victim told officials she heard Dahl flush the toilet and did not see her fish after that. Wow, that is cold. The whole thing is unhinged. But going after a fish. The suspect then grabbed her phone and took off from the house. As he was leaving, he kicked and shattered the woman's vehicle headlight and smashed one of the car's windows before he fled in a friend's Jaguar. Cape Coral police say Dahl caused nearly $3,300 in damage and unnecessarily killed an animal when he deliberately and maliciously took the life of the victim's Beta fish. He was arrested later that morning and charged with battery, domestic violence, grand theft, tampering with a victim, and animal cruelty. That's crazy. Flushing the fish. This next Florida man story takes place in Martin County. Cops there arrested a 33-year-old man for, quote, and it's there, they put it in parentheses, bank robbery last Saturday night. But here's the deal. The bank... And I don't know that they've gotten to the bottom of this. Maybe by now they have. But apparently the suspect realized that the Wells Fargo Bank there in Martin County, Florida, was accidentally left unlocked. So somebody left the front door to the bank unlocked after hours. I'm guessing he was just kind of strolling down the sidewalk and thought he'd try the door to see if it was unlocked. And it was. So what did he do? He ran across the street to a gas station to buy a ski mask. Which, I'm assuming it was a ski mask. It says, buy a mask. Do they sell ski masks in Florida? It would seem to me that there'd only be one reason to sell ski masks in Florida. And it would be for robberies. Why else would you need a ski mask in Florida? Anyway, he bought the mask and returned to the bank, waltzed in, and began checking drawers and cabinets. Couldn't find anything. So he split the scene. And of course, all that was caught on video, including him at the gas station across the street buying the mask. However, police say a silent alarm alerted them to the theft. But they didn't get there. Well, let me back up. A silent alarm alerted police, who arrived long after he left. Oddly, the alarm company told police they waited an hour before calling authorities. So there's a question. This almost sounds maybe like an inside job. We're going to leave the door unlocked. You're just going to stumble upon it. You're going to go through the drawers, take all the money that's in there, and then leave, and then we'll call the cops an hour later. Because security footage clearly captured images of the suspect buying the mask, he was located and arrested. And then this one, we've had problems with this in Dayton. People dumping trash. I remember a story a year or two ago. There was a particular alley. I forget where it was. Somewhere in Dayton. Where they were actually staking it out because people just kept dumping trash. Two Florida men were arrested after cops say they dumped nearly 3,000 pounds of trash inside a national forest in Marion County, Florida. It happened earlier this month. Investigators discovered the dump site with 2,700 pounds of household garbage, including furniture and appliances. Detectives said they managed to track the trash down back to the house where it came. I'm assuming it's because they ditched garbage that had probably junk mail. And they just found the address. Turns out that that house had been fined for having garbage on their property. So these two knuckleheads, instead of just, you know, taking it to a dump, they thought, well, we'll get the trash off of our yard that's causing us problems and getting us fined, and we'll take it to a national park and dump it there. Wow. After the suspect was arrested, he reportedly admitted to cops he was the one who dumped the litter and that he had an accomplice who helped dump the trash. After the man was taken into custody, investigators found meth, of course, fentanyl, and drug paraphernalia. The other man was also arrested on accusations that he owned the truck and trailer used to dump the trash. Well, but here's the thing. Both men were charged with multiple charges, and have been banned from the National Forest for 1 year. I would think if you dump 3,000 pounds of trash in a national park, you should just be banned for life. 1 year? That's crazy. That's probably the first time they've been to the park. You know what I mean? Just why they're not going to go back. We'll make sure they're not going to go back. We've got some Tasty Tuesday food news to talk about.
Why don't you go inside and get yourself a tasty snack?
Want a bite? They're real tasty.
How you get so big to do food of this kind?
It was tasty.
Delicious and tasty.
When you're hungry, everything looks tasty.
That was a tasty little hors d'oeuvre.
You know, I love talking about food because it's one of the things that we can all sort of agree on. You may not agree on politics or religion or sports teams or whatever, but we all love a good meal. I read something recently, and they were talking about popular restaurants for millennials. And one of the popular restaurants that for some reason, and I would love to know why. I mean, it's a decent restaurant. I've been there a few times. But the millennials seem to be loving Texas Roadhouse. Dalton agrees. He's 18. I always bring up your age because, I mean, it's nice having a different perspective. You're 18. I'm not. So it's nice having a young person's perspective. But apparently, Texas Roadhouse, very popular with millennials. But there was some news yesterday on Instagram on a post that apparently Texas Roadhouse's iconic mini rolls, you know what I'm talking about with the cinnamon? Apparently they're going to be available in grocery stores. Yeah, Dalton's grin just went ear to ear and the salivating. But yeah, you'll be able to get the full experience of the Texas Roadhouse cinnamon rolls, I guess, coming to a grocery store near you. They've been spotted in Walmart already, so you'll have to check that out. We talked about this last night towards the end of the show. Hooters announced yesterday they were closing about 40 locations nationwide. The infamous chicken wing haunt cited pressure from current market conditions for the sudden closures. Stores in Florida, Kentucky, Rhode Island, Texas, and Virginia are being affected. No word on what's happening, if anything, with the Miller Lane location here in Dayton. But I guess, you know, a lot of people were surprised that this was happening. But according to the story that I saw, over the last number of years, they've actually closed about 12% of their stores because they're losing out to competitors like Twin Peaks. Have you been to Twin Peaks? You are? Are you old enough to go to Twin Peaks? Yeah, if you haven't been to Twin Peaks, I've been there once. I went with a friend of mine. I'd never been there. And it's basically Hooters and flannel. And it's more of a outdoorsy sort of hunting lodge atmosphere, but with well-endowed women serving you food. Let's see, what else? Oh, McDonald's is launching a $5 meal today to combat high prices. Choice of a McChicken or McDouble, four-piece chicken nuggets, fries, and a drink. They're trying to compete with Wendy's. By the way, over the weekend, I had those saucy nugs. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. But they are messy. And the container that they give them to you in, it doesn't stay closed. So just be prepared. Don't be wearing a nice bright white dress shirt when you're attempting to eat the saucy nugs, because everybody will know where you ate lunch when you get back. Wendy's is going to up the ante by adding a small Frosty to their longtime Biggie Bags. So you can get a junior bacon cheeseburger, crispy chicken, four nuggets, fries, and a small drink, or a Frosty. Some people love those Frosties.
What am I listening to now?
What is this?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
It's a radio show. It's entertainment.
Fill it up, punk.
T-O.
Double D.
H.
Double L.
S. T. I can remember that.
Locally grown, seriously funny.
I'm puzzled by the whole thing.
On WHIO.
And Tom. Tom, what were you again?
The Evening Edge with Todd Holst.
Call Todd now, 937-457-1290, or message him at Evening Edge Todd.
Locally grown, seriously funny on WHIO.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know.
Back here on the Evening Edge, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7. All right, I got two pairs of tickets left to see Donny Osmond tomorrow night. Last minute tickets for a show at the Andrew J. Brady Music Center. Callers 5 and 6. Gonna hook you up with ticks to go see Donny Osmond. Should be a fun show. It's his direct from Vegas. I bet he hates that song. Puppy Love. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that would be a song that a grown male would sing, but people love nostalgia. They do indeed. All right. Well, have a terrific night. I will see you tomorrow just after 5. Don't forget, you can get the podcast of this show at eveningedgetodd.com or all your favorite podcast platforms. You will find me there, with the exception of Spotify, where they kicked me off. You can also watch the live stream of the show. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And always, always, you can email me, eveningedgetodd@gmail.com or at eveningedgetodd on Messenger and Instagram and all that. Have a terrific night, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Adios, cowboy.
I'm saying it's over.
I'm afraid that's all there is, my friend.
Mediocre evening.
Could have been worse.
That's it. Show's over.
Well, that was exhausting.
No more fun. No refunds.
Good night, Todd.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.